Council meeting of Tuesday, February 19th, 2008 to order. We will begin the meeting with an invocation led by Pastor Paul Covert from the Central Christian Church, followed by a Pledge of Allegiance from a retired prior Eagle Scout, Jeff Welker.
Also, Scout Master.
Scout Master now. So would you please stand for the pledge and the invocation and remain standing for the pledge.
Paul?
Would you join me in prayer? Father, when this day is done, I pray that we will have honored you with the things that we've said, the things that we've thought, and with the actions we've taken. Lord, I thank you for these who serve our city. Pray, Lord, for their safety. Pray that we'd never have a situation in this room or any other where there would be violence. I pray, Lord, for their families. I ask that you bless them. And Father, when this day is over, I pray that the decisions that are made here tonight be pleasing to you, that we would not compromise in any way the things we believe and the trust that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. The next item is the, let me first excuse, let's see, we have Council Member Whalen, I believe, on phone connection. Mike, are you on?
I'm on, Mayor.
All right, and Council Member Rawls will be excused from this evening's meeting. So, okay, the next item would be to take action on the consent agenda items, so we'll read those into the record.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes from previous meetings as written. Item 4A, act on new beer and wine store license for AMPM 406 North Country Club Drive. Item 4B, act on new restaurant license for Cheap Seat Sports Grill, 1316 South Longmore, number 101. Item 4C has been added to the consent agenda. Act on new restaurant license for Sam Bella's, 3440 East Baseline Road, number 102. Item 5A, act on contract for purchase of 165 tasers, $162,857.36. Item 5B, act on 3-year contract for residential refuse and recycling containers, $564,519.77 annually. Item 6A, act on resolution for reimbursement of $1,247,978.30 for regional street improvements. Item 6C, act on resolution to transfer property at 756 South Mesa Drive to Mark Center of Mesa. Item 6D, act on resolution to transfer property at 422 West Ivy Glen to Mark Center of Mesa. Item 6F, act on resolution to vacate alley between 714 and 728 North Miller Street. Item 6G, act on resolution to vacate alley at West Drummer Avenue between Alma School and Westwood. Item 6H, act on resolution to execute an intergovernmental agreement with City of Phoenix for water, use it wisely campaign. Item 7A, act on ordinance to establish guidelines used in authorizing parking prohibitions. Item 7B, act on ordinance zoning case Z07-120, 423 South Signal Butte Road for a neighborhood commercial center. This item has been continued to the March 17th City Council meeting. Item 7C, act on ordinance zoning case Z08-03, 5500 East Thomas Road for general office buildings. Item 8, act on ordinance and resolution to repeal existing personnel rules and to adopt new personnel rules. Item 9A, act on subdivision plat, Signal Butte Center, 2800 South Signal Butte Road. Item 9B has been deleted. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Do we have any requests to remove any other items?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. All right, I have a motion for approval. Is there a second? Okay, I have a second. A motion by Vice Mayor Walters, seconded by Councilmember Summers for approval of the consent agenda. If there's no discussion, would you please vote? Councilmember Whalen, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Okay, the vote is 6 ayes and 1 abstention, so it does pass. The next item is the to conduct a public hearing prior to the release of petitions for signatures for the following proposed annexations. The first one is annexation 07-08 in District 5. This is annexing land north and west of Haas Road and Main Street, about 0.16 acres, initiated by the property owner Francisco Villagas. Is there anyone here that wish to speak? Do you have any blue slips?
There were no requests to speak, Mayor.
This is the time for the public hearing. Did anyone come this evening to address the council on this annexation? Okay, we'll go ahead and declare that closed. The next one is similar, a public hearing for proposed annexation A07-12. This is annexing land located south and east of Wrecker Road and Brown Road, 0.18 acres, initiated by the property owners Richard and Rosemary Lecky. Is there anyone that you have no request to speak?
No request to speak.
Did anyone come to address the council on this proposed annexation? Okay, we'll go ahead. You're here, but don't need to speak? Or would you like to address this?
Speak if it's going to be approved.
It is being approved, but you can also try to see if you want to change your mind on that. Okay, smart move. The next item is item 3C. This is A07-14. This is annexing land located south and east of Sossaman Road and McDowell Road. It's 2.09 acres, initiated by two property owners, Willie Black and Richard Atwood. Is there anybody that wanted to speak prior to the release of petitions this evening?
No request to speak, Mayor.
Okay, we'll go ahead then and close the public hearing on that item. The last public hearing is A07-19, District 5, annexing land located south and west of Haas Road and Thomas Road, 1.22 plus or minus acres, initiated by property owner Ed Ducat. There's again no request
no
to speak.
Request to speak.
Any citizens wish to address the council? Okay, we'll go ahead and declare the public hearing closed. Next item then would be on page 4, and these are two items. The first one is that I believe Councilmember Whalen has a conflict on, but let me read the item. 6B is approving and authorizing the city manager to execute a lease with Prehab DBA, A New Leaf, for the property at 217 West University Drive, known as Mayfield Youth Center. This is in District 4. Are there any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
Right, Councilmember Whalen?
Mayor, I'll be declaring a conflict on 6B and 6E. A New Leaf is a customer of my security business, therefore I won't be voting or discussing.
Okay, we have a motion by Vice Mayor, I'm sorry, by Councilmember Summers for approval, seconded by Councilmember Walters. Any other discussion? Okay, would you please vote? Mike, how do you vote?
I don't.
Oh. All right. Well, that's why you're not up on the screen. It's working.
Nice try, Mayor.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's see. Well, we still have four. Let's... you're clearing these and re-putting names on and everything, or trying to? Not tonight? Okay. All right, I have a little screen up here that has everybody's name, and everybody moved or got reshuffled, so it's fun between the two of us. All right, would you please re-vote on this one?
You want the motion again?
Yeah, this is for 6B and for approval. All right? Vice Mayor? Okay, I think we've got it. All right, you want to tally it up and see how we did? Well, yeah, he's voting as Summers, and Summers is voting as Griswold, and so everybody has voted. That's why it's technology is wonderful. I'll just look up and down and let's see if we can get to four. So why don't we
you
go
want
ahead
to raise
and,
our hands?
I think it's going to be five yes and one abstention. But
do you want us to raise our hands?
Are everyone in favor of this? We'll go back. Councilor Whalen, and you are abstaining, so we have five positive votes and one abstention, so it does pass. Very good. We'll get by this yet. Let's try 6E. That was so much fun. This is approving and authorizing the city manager to execute necessary documents to transfer property located at 3505 East University to Prehab of Arizona, DBA, a New Leaf. And again, Councilmember Whalen has declared a potential conflict on this item. So I have a motion by Councilmember Summers, by Councilmember Jones, seconded by Councilmember Summers, for approval of this item. So that being said, would you please vote? And all in favor, raise your hand. Okay, I think we have five ayes and one abstention on this item. All right, let's go on to page five. 7C.
Actually, that went back on.
Okay, so the waiver was cleared, and that was read in, I believe, on the consent agenda?
Yeah.
All right, so that puts us over on page six, item number 10. Are there any requests to speak this evening?
There are no requests, Mayor.
All right, I entertain a motion for adjournment. I have a motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Councilmember Whalen, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Mayor.
Did we set a new record?
I think so.